Today is the day when we particularly remember the third person of the most holy and undivided Trinity, the Holy Spirit. We sometimes forget the importance of this third person, yet the Holy Spirit is the power of the Godhead. Through him all things were and are accomplished. The propers, our readings for today, have an unusual rubric or ruling. This says that the passage of Scripture from the second chapter of Acts must be read as either the first or the second lesson. We used it in lieu of the Old Testament lesson, but had we not done so, we would have heard some words from the prophet Ezekiel. These comprise what are probably the best known verses from that book, the narrative of the dry bones. The story was, you will remember, the basis of a well-known spiritual song, Dem Bones, Dem Dry Bones. Apparently this song was often used to teach basic skeletal principles to children, although the descriptions contained within it are far from being anatomically correct. But I digress. The most important verse in this tale in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel is the fifth. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. We have here a direct connection with a much earlier book in the Bible, in fact the first book called Genesis. In the second chapter of that book we may read, Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. As we have explored many times in the past, the Hebrew word ruach is used in this context. Ruach can be translated as wind, or breath, or spirit. Thus it was the Spirit of God who breathed life into the first man, Adam, and he became a living person. Similarly, it was the Spirit of God who breathed life into the reassembled bones in the middle of Ezekiel's valley. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is responsible for all life on this planet and elsewhere in the vastness of the universe, if such is ever discovered.